to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And welcome in the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Lots of email questions, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, iHeartRadio Talk, all right, add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. A couple of ways. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app or you can use it on the web. You go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not at 20 after the hour? Gymnasts and toxic risks. Why do gymnasts face them? Corn versus babies. Minnesota's got some testing going on of some private wells. Also, green tobacco poisoning. It's not just smoking that's toxic about it. And have you ever heard about the Arctic glaucous gull? I never have. But it's in decline, and what does it mean for us? I just want to know what it is to begin with. The Arctic glaucous gull.
You pronounce gull. It better than I am, Joe.
Arctic glaucous gull.
Hopefully Gary will actually teach us how to really pronounce that word.
I bet I got it right.
But it is in decline, yeah. And there's an interesting story behind that.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 after the hour. 35 past, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's on the chalkboard today?
Well, we're going to talk about two things. One, a French court has just found a German corporation will owe 1,600 French citizens for lack of quality control in a breast implant. And the other thing, it's eczema season, and we're going to tell you what it is and what to do about it.
Straight talk from the docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, 35 after the hour. And again, we'll get there with some of the other top medical news stories of the week.
You know, we've gotten a series of questions about the statins. So I'm going to just say and the lead question, if I can summarize it, is what are alternatives? And I often speak about the odd omegas. So omegas 3, 7, and 9. Omega 3 is the stuff you get from fish oils and from walnuts and avocados in its earlier form. You really want the DHA component of it for your brain and eyes. Omega 9 is olive oil, and it decreases inflammation. Omega 7 is one that the data look like it decreases LDL and increases HDL and decreases inflammation. So it may have actions very similar to what a statin does, work by a different mechanism. We don't actually know the mechanism. But that's my odd omegas segment for today. The odd omegas segment is answering your questions. Are there alternatives to statins, diet, exercise, a little alcohol, and the odd omegas are the ones. And people ask me where they can get the odd omegas. Well, the easiest source that I know first is at ClevelandClinicWellness.com, and you just put in the odd omegas, and there's a special. If you put in the word RUSH, R-U-S-H, in the order code, you get a 25% discount and free shipping.
Yeah, this relates to the one of the top medical stories of the week where there's some new heart guidelines that could put more Americans on statins. I think cardiologists would like to see what I read earlier this week. I think a third more people on statins. It's a $21 billion industry now, $21 billion industry, statins.
And that's with it being generic, so they're much less expensive than they were just 5 years ago.
Yeah. Are they for everybody, though?
Well, I think they're almost for everyone over the age of 60. Maybe when you go to the calculator, so the guidelines came out with a calculator that allows you to calculate your 10-year risk. And they said everyone with over a 7.5% 10-year risk. We actually lower that in our practice for the executive health program at the Cleveland Clinic to 5% 10-year risk, and at 7.5%, it's everybody virtually over the age of 55, men over 50, women over 55. At 5%, it's 45 and 50. So it's quite a few people should be on. Now, you don't have to be on them every day, Joe. So you want to be, you know, many of the effects are just as effective every other day. So you should talk to your doc about that, mm-hmm. as well as the odd omegas as alternatives.
Okay. What makes U.S. healthcare so expensive? I think for folks now probably trying to re-up on different healthcare plans, fall is typically the time when companies have their plans set up for folks who you know, will go on these healthcare plans January 1st. And there's some sticker shock out there. Premiums go up, deductibles go up. So what does make healthcare so overpriced in this country?
Well, the interesting thing is we are less healthy than almost every other country. If you look at it, 84% of the total healthcare dollars spent goes for caring for people with chronic diseases caused by lifestyle choices. And if you just said, okay, let's look just at the under 65 population, 67% of all healthcare dollars spent in the United States are spent on people under the age of 65 for chronic diseases caused by lifestyle choices, tobacco, food choices and portion size, physical inactivity, and unmanaged stress. So just those four things account for 84%. That's up from the last time a study like this was done. The CDC did it in 2007, and it said it was 70%. This is a recent study that was just published this week by a group from Johns Hopkins. 84% of our total costs are due to our lifestyle changes. So we could really reduce our healthcare budget by 84% if all of us would get our lifestyle choices under control.
The goal of this new healthcare is to get younger people on, and they're not signing up. They'd rather probably take the fine, pay the fine, and not have to deal with a healthcare premium. How would you convince young people that they should have healthcare insurance?
Well, if they do anything that might get them to an emergency room, you know, it's awful expensive to go to an emergency room. And the programs, the cost for health insurance for this type of catastrophic care when you need it, if you get injured, et cetera, is very inexpensive as a total cost of everything you're spending. So I would say that peace of mind of being able to use, you know, if you get injured, to use an emergency room if you need it is tremendous.
Let me get another story in before Gary Ginsberg. Brown fat. I have a medical story here today about brown fat. What is it and what might it be linked to?
Well, this is really a very interesting story. To me, at least, it's an extremely interesting story. Brown fat is the stuff that you shiver with when you get cold. So when you get cold, especially when you were younger as a baby, you use brown fat, which has a very high metabolic rate, so it uses a lot of calories. Well, this was a very interesting thing, using, if you will, looking at the amount of brown fat in Americans versus South Asians. The Asians, if you will, and there's a real reason to do this story and talk about South Asians, because they're one-fifth of the world population. They are having a much greater problem with type 2 diabetes from a little obesity. So at a BMI of 27, approximately 1% of Americans develop type 2 diabetes. At that same BMI, 27, 60% of South Asians do, and it may be because they don't have brown fat, so they don't get to use up a lot of calories when they get cold the way Americans do.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. is our email address, and try us, of course, on iHeart Radio Talk. Dr. Gary Ginsberg follows the break, what's toxic and what's not, with his interesting series of articles and stories coming up that he'll talk about. And we'll all finally today find out what the heck that Arctic glaucous gull is. And it's in decline, and you may say, okay, why is it in decline? Well, we'll find out, but it might mean something for us. So Dr. Gary Ginsberg after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our show brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins at UBeauty.com. Thanks for listening today, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our weekly toxicologist, to check in here before Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. Okay, typically four stories. Dr. Mike, what do you like this week?
I like the one on the gull first.
Okay, the Arctic glaucous gull. I saw one on the golf course today, and I said to myself, I haven't seen too many of these Arctic glaucus skulls around much anymore. They must be in in decline. Let's find out for sure from Dr. Ginsberg. Are we seeing less of them, sir?
Yes, the statistics by the Canadian researchers, biologists, are saying that since the 1980s, their population has been in decline by 50%.
Oh.
And perhaps some of the reason is climate change and warming changes their environment. But what they're also measuring in these gulls, which is taking some toll, is all the soup of persistent bioaccumulative and toxic chemicals that end up globetrotting. We use them here in our latitudes, and they end up finding their way up to the Arctic Circle. And the reason that they like the northern climates, these chemicals, is because in the warm months, they evaporate from our climate. They travel up into the atmosphere. Some of them travel north, and they condense out. Just like steam would condense out into rain, they condense out in the northern climates and they stay there and accumulate up north. And so animals that are top of the chain predators that are eating smaller things like fish, they will accumulate them into our body. So what we release here tends to go north towards the Arctic. And so these gulls are showing us, they're actually sentinels of the persistent chemicals that we use in our products, because what had been like the old DDTs and the persistent pesticides, they're not in the gulls so much anymore, although they still have traces. Then they got a big uptick, a big surge in the flame retardants, the polybrominated diphenyl ethers, which are not good for their reproduction and their shells and whatnot. Now those levels have stabilized, and what they're seeing a surge of in these gulls are like the tris, the chlorinated tris flame retardant chemicals, which is the new wave of flame retardants in our own products. So the gulls are showing us what we're using. It's ending up in their bodies, and they're in decline. And we don't think it's a coincidence that as the levels go up in them, their numbers go down.
Is there any hope for them then?
Well, you know what the biggest hope is that the governor of California, Jerry Brown, will actually, and he wants to, I know it's high on his list, sign the new flame retardant bill, which says that you don't have to pass this very stringent flame retardant rule anymore with manufacturers of cushions and beds and things, and that they can use a much less stringent but still safe to cigarettes flame retardant bill, which won't require all these heavy molecules, these chlorinated molecules, into our sofas and cushions. So California has been the leader in the country in a lot of environmental areas, but they have driven the country into the direction of using toxic flame retardants, where all the manufacturers, to meet California standards, sell it in Connecticut and New York and in Ohio, sell all these flame retardant laden products. But if Jerry Brown signs it, I think that we'll start seeing a phase out of these chemicals, and the gull populations will hopefully respond.
Gary, why do gymnasts face toxic risks?
Well, you know, it's similar to the last story. Instead of the gulls, now we're talking about gymnasts. This study makes a lot of sense, these data, but it's still kind of shocking. Researchers from Boston University looked at 11 collegiate-level gymnasts. So these are people, college students, who are in the gym 20 hours a week, and they found levels of polybrominated diphenyl ethers, again, the flame retardants, 5 to 6 times higher than in the rest of the population. And think about the foam pit. So when a gymnast drops down off the bar and relaxes into the foam pit, that is all uncovered cushioning that is laden with these flame retardants, and they all pulverize into a dust. And normally we're concerned about the household environment where your sofa or your bed is covered and the foam isn't exposed. And we always say to people, if you have a ripped couch cushion, seal that up so that the flame retardant doesn't get all over your living room. Well, here it's by design uncovered, and maybe they should really think about covering those foam blocks. because the levels were high. There's a lot of dust when these guys jump into the pit. And one other activity that they do every so often, they fluff the pit so that they're making it more airy and bouncy, and they shift all the foam around, and that creates even more dust inhalation. So the flame retardants in college athletes at the gym is another sign that we're doing the wrong thing with these toxic, reproductive, endocrine disruptive flame retardants.
Well, let's go to story number.
Let me just say that if you are a parent of a small child going to the gym, you want to make sure that they wash their hands, take a shower after coming out of that foam environment. That's really important.
Okay. Let's get this third one in on green tobacco poisoning. What can you tell us about that story you submitted this week?
Yeah, well, you know, we usually think about tobacco and cigarette exposure as being a problem if you smoke it and burn it and inhale it. And certainly a lot of teens are doing that these days, which is a big concern for me. This is about teenagers working in the tobacco fields in places like North Carolina, in which their direct exposure contact as pickers to the tobacco crop causes not only irritation, but nicotine can go right across the skin and lead to systemic neurological effects, nausea, headache. Sometimes they can become incapacitated in the fields. Up to a quarter, one-fourth of all young farmers are getting some form of nicotine poisoning. And we're talking about 12 to 15-year-old kids, which in countries like Russia and Kazakhstan, they have rules about under 18. If you're under 18, you can't be picking tobacco. And here, in this country, we don't have any such rules. So it's a big oversight. We shouldn't be allowing kids into these tobacco fields. And pickers in general need to have a lot of dermal skin protection and education. That's always a problem with migrant pickers, is that they may not know the language, they may not understand the implications, and then they feel sick, and they don't know why.
Okay, we have about a minute before the break, minute and a half. What's the state of Minnesota doing in terms of testing private wells for?
Yeah, well, I call this one corn versus babies, because one of the major problems with groundwater in agricultural states like Minnesota and Ohio is that all that corn needs a lot of fertilizer. And if you don't carefully titrate the amount of nitrogen going into the soil, there's a fair bit of it that can go into groundwater. And nitrate in groundwater leads to blue baby syndrome. Babies cannot handle nitrate in their drinking water. And there are counties in Minnesota where the levels of exceedance of the nitrate drinking water standard in private wells is pretty high. So Minnesota decided to test 70,000 wells, a huge expense, 70,000 private wells across the entire state to see where the farmers aren't doing the right thing with their nitrate.
That's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. You should check out his website, whatstoxic.com. whatstoxic.com for toxic things and maybe to surprise not toxic things. And, of course, he joins us every week here on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with this segment every week. 877-711-5211 on the telephone. If you have an email, you want to ask Dr. Mike or Dr. Arthur Perry coming up a question or a comment about today's top stories, you can do that at udocs@gmail.com. That's Y-O-U. D-O-C-S at gmail.com. Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike right after the break here on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We, of course, had the Automega segment earlier where we talked about alternatives to statins in the new guideline, with omega-7 being an alternative. And this half hour, we have the best. Arthur Perry, do you know what eczema is? Arthur, what's eczema?
Well, Mike, who doesn't have it? You know, it's so common, I would venture to say that probably about three quarters or more people at one point in their life have eczema.
Is that right? Now, three quarters of us?
Well, sure. You know, eczema
is... Would I notice?
You probably would. Maybe
what
a little dandruff.
What would it show up as? What would it look like on me?
Well, it could be a little dandruff. It could be some redness to your skin. Maybe a little bit of a redness around your hairline or your eyebrows. But, Mike, it could be even more than that. Eczema is such a broad term. You know, we talk about it. You hear about it on TV. But eczema is a cover term that includes contact dermatitis. Who hasn't had that, right? Who hasn't had poison ivy? It's technically a type of eczema. So eczema is, it's a really big term, and it gets confused. What's very common this time of year, Mike, is something called seborrheic dermatitis. Seborrheic dermatitis, that is the one that you get around your hairline, around your eyebrows, on your face. It's a kind of a reddish, oily, rashy thing, and if you scratch it, it can become a wound and can become infected.
What's the difference between seborrheic dermatitis and eczema?
Well, seborrheic dermatitis is a type of eczema, technically. So eczema is a cover term. Again, it includes, contact dermatitis, contact eczema, it's called, and also the dermatitis, seborrheic dermatitis. But Mike, seborrheic dermatitis is actually a type that has a particular type of fungus associated with it, and I know.
Not that crazy name. you've told me this crazy. We looked this up last year, and it was the craziest name that I'd ever heard of anything.
That's right. So that name is Malassezia furfur?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a very funny name. But not so funny. It's probably not a cause of seborrheic dermatitis, but it is probably associated with it. So it's a fungus. And that's why seborrheic dermatitis responds to antifungal drugs. So if you have it, it's a kind of a complex thing. And so many people get it this time of year. And the reason they get it this time of year is because it gets better in the summer. Sunlight is good for it. So as we get into November and the cold months and the tornadoes of Cleveland and New York, we get these skin conditions. We're not getting enough vitamin D and we're not getting sun exposure. And so seborrheic dermatitis is very common. So what do we do for seborrheic dermatitis? There's also, by the way, a psychological component to it, by the way, because it kind of starts out as maybe a little bit of itching.
What do you mean by psychological component? You mean we get it more if we're anxious about it?
Yes, yes. And in fact, patients who have some psychiatric disorders have a much higher chance of having seborrheic dermatitis. It's very, very common. But we're just talking about mild anxiety disorders, seem to make it worse. It's a complex disease, so it's partly a skin disease, almost an allergic type of thing. It's partly caused by this fungus, and it's made worse by scratching and psychological factors, stress. So there was a study that was just done, and they looked at the safety of ketoconazole. That's an antifungal drug, right?
Yeah,
it's been around.
What ketoconazole is.
Been around for a long time, so it can be in shampoos. I think one's called Nizoral, and it's in the family of antifungal drugs, and they've had people on these things for as long as a year and even longer, and there does not seem to be any bad side effects because we're not talking about taking a pill. We're talking about putting it in a shampoo or putting it on your skin, and it's a lot better than putting a steroid cream, which, by the way, a lot of people who get real flare-ups do use a steroid cream, and it calms it down, but we don't want to do that for too long because it can have side effects, can get absorbed, can thin the skin. So this is the time of year that these eczemas, these seborrheic dermatitis, really begin to flare up. And it is important to control it. Now, one of the things we can do, by the way, Mike, is use a moisturizer for any of these types of eczema. They all seem to help. I'm not a big fan of moisturizer if you don't have one of these problems, but good moisturizers, particularly ones with those things called ceramides, those are helpful in eczema and in seborrheic dermatitis. So just some hints, this is the season for it, as it is the flu season.
Now, where do we find a moisturizer with ceramides? What do we look for?
Well, you have to read the labels, and it's very, very difficult. because you don't know the levels, and no one will tell you the levels.
Well, yeah, it's impossible. I've looked at moisturizers, and it just doesn't, many of them don't even have the ceramides on the label.
Right. So if they don't list it, they don't have it. And the reason they don't, Mike, is because they are very, very expensive ingredients.
The ceramides?
They're cheap when you're, ceramides, I'll tell you how expensive. They're $4,500 per kilogram. I know that because
much,
I have to,
how much is a kilogram on your hand, on your arm?
Well,
in other words, how much do you use on an arm?
No, well, you would use only teeny tiny amounts. We're talking about a kilogram. I could make 1,000 bottles of this stuff. But the point is, it's a very expensive ingredient, so for let's say an ounce of this of a moisturizer, which is a typical amount that someone would buy. An ounce of a moisturizer, the ceramide alone in an ounce will cost about $1.50. Now, if you put that in perspective, Mike, you might say, well, that's not a lot of money. But if that's only one of the ingredients, and there's many ingredients in these things,
how many
and the
ingredients
price point,
are there in moisturizers?
Well, it depends on the moisturizer. They're a blend. I have a particular moisturizer, and I have a blend of a couple dozen different fatty acids and ceramides and squalene and cholesterol.
Well, they
yes,
all
cholesterol.
Can't cost the same thing. 12 of them. That would mean that the wholesale price is like $15, $18.
Well, the most expensive ingredient in those is the ceramide, and then something these phospholipids, another big word. Squalene. Those are very expensive ingredients. So when you look at moisturizers, you can go to the pharmacy and find these giant tubes of this glop that you put on your skin and it costs $6 or $5. Those are going to be much lower quality moisturizers, things with mineral oil and things like that, which are very inexpensive. But they don't help your skin too much. Yes, in some ways they can help, but the good moisturizers simulate the sebum in your skin. That's the normal oil. And by the way, here's a little tidbit for you, Mike. If you use a moisturizer, it should have vitamin E in it. It should have vitamin E.
Okay, well, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about what to look for in a moisturizer, as well as how to treat, if you will, eczema. Do you put it on every day? Do you put it on twice a day? Do you put it on four times a day? Do you keep it on? Do you wrap it in saran wrap or plastic covering? What do you do for it? When we come back, we're going to question Dr. Perry, because that's what you want. You've sent the emails. You can always send us emails at udocs@gmail.com. Call 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com. We're on Radio MD and iHeartRadio, but Radio MD right now, radiomd.com. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to Parents Guide.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. Now, Arthur, before we get into which the best moisturizer to buy, someone said, why is this eczema season? Is it cold weather? What is it about cold weather that causes eczema?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. It's lack of sunlight, because sunlight is actually good for eczema, as it is for many skin conditions. So we're no longer in the sun. But also, we get a couple things start happening now. The humidity lowers, the temperature lowers, and our skin undergoes a seasonal change to get ready for the winter, just like a dog's skin does. Their hair grows thicker. Our skin also changes, but it tends to get rough and flaky, and it tends to crack. And we all know that around the mouth, we get those little cracks, and on the hands. And a lot of that is from overwashing, because humans weren't meant to wash, but we do. So, and you, by the way, Mike, another interesting tidbit, the people that get the most eczema of the hands, you know who that is.
It's healthcare workers.
Healthcare workers of all
times.
Yeah,
we wash our hands an awful lot.
Yep, and when you overwash, which is more than twice a day, and you and I probably wash our hands dozens and dozens of times a day. I wash my hands before and after each patient, and it really does a number on your hands. There was a study that was just done that they showed that healthcare workers who used moisturizer after washing their hands actually had less eczema on their hands. So it does do something.
Now, what do you look for?
But I digress.
What do you look for in the moisturizer? You look for ceramides. You just told us that in the last segment. What else? And you also mentioned something about vitamin E. Why should vitamin E on your skin help?
This is very interesting, and a lot of people don't understand this, but vitamin E is the major antioxidant of the skin. It is brought up to the skin as a passive chemical that carries along with sebum. That's our oil. So think of it as hitchhiking along the bus going to the skin. Vitamin E is needed in the skin, that's our antioxidant. However, if you put moisturizer on your skin, you actually suppress the production of sebum. So think about it. Now we're actually getting less oil to the skin because we're putting stuff on the surface and we're not getting the good stuff that comes with the oil. And that's a lot of good things, but vitamin E is one of the most important things. So if you're going to use a moisturizer, then you should have one with vitamin E in it. Otherwise, you don't need vitamin E.
Okay, so moisturizer, ceramides, vitamin E, anything else you need in it?
No, it then becomes a kind of a cooking exercise, Mike, to have an aesthetically pleasing moisturizer. There are different classes of moisturizers, emollients and humectants,
well,
things that
attract
water.
Well, we should say,
water.
Is there a Dr. Perry's moisturizer out already?
Well, yes, there is.
And so it's
called
Dr. Perry's, PERRYS.com, and you can find a moisturizer. And, of course, if you want to find a whole bunch of different moisturizers and don't want Dr. Perry's, I wouldn't know why you wouldn't want Dr. Perry's, but this segment is sponsored by ubeauty.com, and they have some moisturizer information there as well. Now, Arthur,
and Mike, they carry my products now. So
Dr.
Thank you.
Perry's. So you can go to Beauty Sage, BEAUTYSAGE.com and find Dr. Perry's moisturizer on the UBeauty website. Now, Arthur, what's this about 1,600 people in France getting a rebate for their use of a breast implant?
Well, this is kind of a continuing saga, Mike. There was a company, a French company called PIP, that manufactured a defective implant. Thankfully, no one in the United States has that unless you have gone to South America or Europe to have your breast augmentation. But it's an enormous problem all around the world because, and the owner of the company is actually in jail, Mike, because this company used industrial-grade silicone. Can you believe that? Not medical grade silicone. So it's been an ongoing problem.
Well, why do the Germans have to pay for it if it's a French company?
Because here's the story. It gets very complicated, but the French company PIP had to get safety certificates for its implants. So they went to a German firm called TÜV Rheinland. I can't say that in German. But they went to that firm. And this firm, they went ahead and they gave a safety certificate, which was required by the European Union for these implants to be marketed. So here they were. They certified them as safe, and yet they were very unsafe. They're rupturing in most women, not many, but most women. So the French government sued this company.
The German quality company.
Correct. And the German quality company now has to pay $4,000 to each of the victims. There's 1,600 plaintiffs. There's actually 300,000 people with these implants in. And this will bring that German company to its knees because the total lawsuits so far are somewhere in the area of $75 million. That's in addition to the 1,600 people that are going to get the $4,000. So this thing just keeps on getting more and more interesting. It's a terrible story. And this is one, Mike. This is one where the FDA did come through. I'm critical of the FDA all the time. This is one where they protected Americans. They never were given approval in the United States. So that's a good one.
So we should thank the FDA. We're going to do one more thing before we sign off today, and that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is a tip of the week, and we're going to do a short one to fit in the time. You gotta have friends. Make your theme song, You Gotta Have Friends. Arthur, who's saying that?
You gotta have friends. I don't know.
Well, Roy Orbison did a rendition of it, and his song, of course, was Only the Lonely. But anyway, You Gotta Have Friends is I don't even know who I was asking you about, but the number of ideal close friends that people have in the United States, that is the number they say they have, has dropped from 3 to 2 over the last 2 decades. An active social life helps protect you and them from high blood pressure, stress, and inflammation. But close confidants slash each other's odds for memory loss and other disabilities and increase the chance you'll be able to manage everything from meals to meds in later in life by a whopping 150%. It's more about quality than quantity, but you really should have 3 close friends who you're willing to divulge everything to, one of which can, of course, be your spouse. The real age benefit of having friends? Well, those 3 close friends make you as much as 30 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. So thank you all for listening. And thank Arthur for great comments, as well as Gary Ginsburg and our other guests, and Joe Galuski, of course. But of course, our engineer, Sonar. We're on Radio MD. You can get us on iHeartRadio. You can ask us questions at udocs@gmail.com. Radio MD, stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.